Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to tell you during the first hour, I can tell the angels are here because this entire studio is lit up in this beautiful white light. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Before we go on to my first guest, I'd like to thank everyone's support for this program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the top of the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. Also, I want to remind everybody, I'll be at the Emerald Spiral Psychic Fair tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. giving readings. The address, it's just a few minutes south of Seattle. The address is 525 4th Avenue, and I will be having copies of my book, Messages from the Masters, which was just published last month, with messages from President Kennedy, Nostradamus, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, and the Galactic Alliance, as well as Dr. Masaru Emoto. So I hope you can all come to that. Also, I have a new television program on Out of This World Television, which broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the lower Puget Sound, Olympia, Tacoma area. The TV show is also available on YouTube under either my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. There are now over 45 episodes available on YouTube. During this second hour, some of the best psychics in America will be joining me to talk about Machu Picchu and messages from the ancient Indians for humanity. Located in Peru at an elevation of nearly 8,000 feet, Machu Picchu is considered one of the world's most spiritual, most sacred spiritual places. My first guest on is Jerry Bedlington. My second guest will be Carolyn White. And my third guest will be Judy Kelly from Los Angeles, who will be bringing in the ancient Inca spirits, as well as the spirits who were at Machu Picchu before the Incas, with messages for humanity on the new earth. From October 7th through the 17th, I'll also be giving presentations in Machu Picchu, leading a small group to visit Machu Picchu, Cusco, with a possible side trip to the Nazca Lines and the Museum at Paracas, which contains extraterrestrial elongated skulls. It's an incredible place. And some of the world's greatest wonders. We'll also be stopping in Mexico City, if possible. I know they had an earthquake, but if possible, to explore the Pyramid of the Sun and the Pyramid of the Moon. The cost for this guided tour with psychic and author Ted Marr is just $300 per person. Airfare and accommodations are extra. And we will be meditating for world peace at the nearly 8,000-foot elevation Machu Picchu on Friday, October 13th, 2017. The trip includes all free psychic readings from myself and communicating with the ancient Inca spirits of Machu Picchu. Also, I will be depositing a very special crystal that was given to me by a friend several months ago at Mount Shasta. The crystal is from the Giza in Egypt, and it's meant to also, it carries fantastic loving energy. I'll be depositing that at Machu Picchu as well. With that, I'd like to bring on my first guest, Gary Bedlington of Angel Team Healing, who will be bringing in ancient Inca India spirits to talk about Machu Picchu with their messages for humanity. Jerry, how are you doing today?
Good, Ted. Thanks so much for letting me be with you today.
Well, you do wonderful work, and you're very specialized. You have teams of angels. You're also a psychic, and you help people with almost any situation. What is your website, please, so people could learn more about your wonderful work?
Yes, it's the www.angelteamhealing.com.
Wonderful.
Angelteamhealing.com.
Easy to remember. And, Jerry, you'll be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Olympia next year, and you'll also be giving a lecture on angels as well. Jerry, tell me a little bit about your work, and briefly, if you could bring in some ancient Inca Indian spirits today, I'd love to talk to them and bring them on the air if they like.
Okay, you bet. Let me get everything in place for you, Ted. Guys, give me all teams. Hi, guys. Working with Ted today. Let's go ahead and set all the parameters up for him, and we're going to be talking with some of the ancient Inca spirits from Machu Picchu. Get ready to bring those in just a moment. Thanks, guys. Okay, they're on a standby right now. Ted, write hologram for you so you can view what's going on. You see it there?
Oh, yeah. I see them now. They have very colorful clothing, And they're all they're standing there, and they're like they're giving prayers now, and they're standing at the very top of Machu Picchu. Wow, what a beautiful place. You can see out for miles and miles and miles through the Andes Mountains. Wow, this is incredible.
Great, great. Yeah. Let me just say a little bit about myself. I coordinate teams of angels. That's basically what I do for the Creator. And I'm brought in when people don't have answers, I can't find the answers, the situation is going on. I go into the spirit plane and look at what's happening there, and the physical plane both, because they both intermesh quite substantially with each other. And then I always have a clairvoyant with me, like Ted's a clairvoyant. He's got visual capabilities. I don't have that myself. I just know and discern things that are going on, and I have auditory. And so as I work with my client, their soul will talk to the clairvoyant in pictures, and then I'll step in from that point and start to work with the challenge that they may have. And so I coordinate a little over 21 quadrillion teams of angels that are assigned to me by the Creator to support everybody on the physical plane here.
That's a lot. That's a lot, Jerry.
That's a lot of angels. A lot of support.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, Jerry, if you could bring, that'd be great. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me bring him in. Okay, guys, bring the group of Machu Picchu's elders in. Hi, folks. How are you today? They said, fine. Thanks for inviting us. Well, thanks for coming to visit. It's much appreciated. Ted, you got a visual on there talking to us?
Yeah, I do. I see a council. If I counsel the elders, they're all Native American, where they're very distinguished. Wow, they have incredible spiritual knowledge. I can't wait to talk to them. They said they're very honored to be on the show today. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We appreciate you taking your time to be with us and give us insights to your lives when you were physically on the plane here. Mm-hmm. But you're still present in Machu Picchu. Is that a correct observation? They said they come and go needed, it looks like.
Okay.
And all right. What would you like to tell me? They're watching over all the events of the earth. Mm-hmm. And are you stepping in to support anything, or are you just watching and observing? They're basically watching and observing like a witness. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
And Ted, you want to ask a question there, too?
Yeah, I always like to ask this, and any advice would be really appreciated. You know, the purpose of my show is to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. What advice might they have for humanity in making this planet a better place?
They said to spread love around. To love one another, basically.
Beautiful.
What they're doing.
Beautiful, beautiful. I don't see a World War III in the future. Do they concur in that?
Gentlemen, World War III, do we perceive that to transpire? No, they said no. They've also said that they seem to have angels overseeing that whole thing, too. I'm not sure. They're not my teams, I know that. Because all angels are not created equal. You know, there's lots of angels out there. They've got... let me talk to Creator real fast a sec. Source, do you have angels overseeing angels over that war situation? Now, he says yes. He's got those assigned.
Yeah,
Creator himself does.
I think the whole thing with North Korea eventually will blow over. What will happen? I'm just curious. What will happen eventually with North Korea?
As time passes, they're just going to go silent. Will the leadership and their mentality still be there? It'll still be there because of the contention that's there, but they'll just go quiet as time passes.
I got the word collapse. That's what I got.
Yeah.
One word, collapse. Yeah. I got collapse.
Let me just send a couple teams to help the leader there. Guys, give me five teams to help the Korean leader, North Korean leader, to calm down and be responsible to all mankind. Thanks, guys. Give him dreams in the nighttime, too, as such. Okay, beautiful. I got five teams supporting him.
Beautiful, beautiful. Jerry, I want to thank you so much for bringing them on the show today. Please have them stay there just now. I'll actually be bringing two more psychics in. I'd like to bring in Carolyn White now and to join in the conversation. Carolyn, are you there?
I am here. Good afternoon to all of your beautiful listeners out there. Good afternoon to you, Ted, and Jerry.
Yeah.
Hi.
You know Jerry. Yeah, good, good. Jerry has asked Creator to bring in the ancient Inca elders who are now at Machu Picchu. And I think we're more powerful, actually, if we have several people doing this work as well. So I wanted to ask you, too, if you could contact them, Carolyn, with any messages they may have for us. And I know you have your own sources, too, and your own spirits you work with.
Really, what they're saying is that they have been, Machu Picchu is very, very sacred. Machu Picchu has been there for over 12,000 years. Mm-hmm. And in what we don't understand in just our three-dimensional bodies is that the spirits of the elders are living in the rocks, they're living in the water, they're living in the air, they're living all around there. And it is this area is, there's been other beings there besides what we would call human beings, like us. Mm-hmm. There's been hybrids. There's been people from what we would call extraterrestrials. And there's also been, in fact, there's been discoveries in Peru that point to other beings that don't quite look like us. And mm-hmm. what they're saying is that we really, each and every one of us, because each and every one of us is a sovereign being, we need to connect with this, our inner wisdom, and ask for help and ask for assistance. And each one of us needs to put out that vibe and connect with this inner wisdom, this inner knowledge that is still there in the sacred of, but Machu Picchu is one of the sacred of sacred places on this earth. And so if each one of us can connect with this, these beings who are really still present there, their energy is just such that with our physical three-dimensional eyes, it's so it's a challenge. Some people can see them, they can sense the energy, but just to know that their presence is there, it's a very loving presence. And what we all need to do is to vibrate at that higher vibration in order to connect with that particular energy. So this is the message that I'm getting from Matthias. Mm-hmm. And it's also important that people start to understand that not only are we not the only ones here, but there's been others here before us. And there's evidence of that. Peru is such a rich, rich area of diversity, the different, we were talking earlier, Ted, about the elongated skulls and the people that they found there that were living there from about 3,000 to 2,000 years ago. Recently, the mummies that have been found that look like hybrids that have the three fingers and elongated skulls that are dating from about 200 A.D. And they've also found about around 1,000 A.D. Mummies that appear to be almost reptilian that are about 2 feet high that have eggs inside of them. So this area here, it's been a melting pot for all kinds of experiences on Mother Earth. So I think that it's really important for all of us just to open our hearts and to realize that we are really not alone here on this planet, and we are really not alone here in this particular universe.
Well, that makes good sense there, Carolyn. I know, Jerry, when we spoke here a couple days ago, and you brought in, you were talking to the spirits and the ancient Incas there at Machu Picchu. You asked them about who was there before they were there. I appreciate it. Maybe you could share some information about that by asking those kinds of questions.
Yeah, there seems to have been another race there. I'm not sure if the mountain is up there. Let me give you a visual on the mountain, a side view. Guys, I left Telegram, give them a side view. And if there's another culture in that mountain that was there before, the actual structure there now, give us a visual on that. Light that up in blue to me. You see that lighting up?
Oh, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
So we've had the culture building over top of that. And the individuals that were there, let me see if I can bring them back in again. A source, can I talk to those individuals again of this other culture that is underneath Machu Picchu? Bring them on. Hi, folks. How are you today? They said, fine. Thanks for inviting us. You got a visual on these folks?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, and they're not human. They actually look reptilian, frankly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Carolyn, you had mentioned, too, that some of these people weren't human, and we talked about that earlier, that some of them were hybrids, actually, and we spoke about this earlier today, where they appeared to be, like, part reptilian and part human. Is that what you're getting
yes.
to? Yeah?
Yes. They are, well, of course, I mean, there's even evidence of this in Paracas. They have the elongated skulls. The skulls don't have sutures in them, which means that they probably weren't what we would call like a human birth, a vaginal birth. They were probably, it seems to me that they were incubated in eggs. And so they were gestated in eggs, which also reptilians are gestated in eggs. And the people that were there originally started producing interbreeding. Like, there's many, many legends with the Incas that they had, that the gods came down and mated with the maidens. All kinds of things. There's three-fingered, three-toed. There was a three-fingered, three-toed that looked like a, that was discovered on the Nazca plain. I know Gaia has been running this series on this. And so this is what I'm getting, that this it's very, very ancient. It goes back to the time before the flood, that there were these people there that were of a more of a reptilian nature. But also when we talk about reptilian, it's kind of like saying people of the earth, because there's the ones that were there did have more of the elongated skulls. Their skin was a bit different, and they did have they had the three fingers and the three toes. So this is an ancient. I mean, the history books will tell us that Machu Picchu was erected in the height of the Inca Empire, about, I don't know, 1400. 1950. The thing is that Machu Picchu far, far outdates, is far earlier than that. It is goes back to the time, what I'm getting is of the before the flood, the Great Flood. And in fact, Machu Picchu was one of the areas on the earth that actually was not touched by the flood. Again, it's this very sacred spot and holy spot, but it's also an area that it was like an ark. It was a refuge as well.
Well, that's pretty amazing. Jerry, what are you getting on that?
Yeah, I'm getting confirmation mm-hmm. everything that this lady is presenting to us, you bet. Very interesting.
Wow, that's incredible. Carolyn, you have also other beings you contact, too. Would you like to bring them in as well?
Well, basically, Matthias, who is my non-corporeal mentor, is with us here right now, and he's in fact the one that is has presented this history information. He loves history. He loves talking about how that we've been hoodwinked. what we've been told has been, in order to keep us kind of the mushroom syndrome, keeping us in the dark and feeding us you-know-what. And so we need to connect with what he's telling me is that we need to connect with our our ancient history, our roots, all of us are star seed. Mm-hmm. And once we know that, we understand that, and that we are these powerful sovereign beings, mm-hmm. and that we can appreciate what our heritage is. And that is the thing that even in what's gone on in the Peruvian area, also that the some of the people that were there in 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, were also in Egypt. We tend to think in history, we think it all little isolated pockets, and that kind of goes back to what Matthias is saying, the old British divide and conquer thing,
right.
That, that it keeps us from really understanding the very fundamental that we really are all one.
Well, you know, that's an interesting, a very important point, Carolyn and Jerry, too, that in that I've looked in the plant and animal kingdoms, and I've never met a Republican kitty cat or a Democrat dog. Have you, Jerry, by the way? Because I don't think those distinctions exist out there. Or a Democratic spirit or a Republican spirit. I think that they're a fictional creation designed to keep us apart and fighting all the time.
Well, exactly, we live in a, basically, in order for us to incarnate this world, there's a duality that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And the part of this duality that we need to realize that it is a duality, and it's like night and day. We have North Pole, South Pole. Would you prefer the North Pole over the South Pole? No, it's all part of the same thing.
Right.
And so in order for us to be incarnate, that's part of our experience of the duality. And what happens is that the powers that be or hopefully were play that against one another so that it traps us into this, it traps us into a box. And we must realize, and I think the Aboriginal people appreciated these cycles, that it's like a pendulum swing. And so when we appreciate that and we really understand that night and day are all part of the same thing, all part of the two sides of the same coin, that we can grow, we can ascend, and we can better appreciate really who we are and what our legacy and our heritage is and what our nature is, what our power, that we all are part of that.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. I'm just asking this question, both Jerry and Carolyn. What do they see for the future of humanity on this planet, the ancients, the spirits, the ancient India, Inca spirits, as well as your guides, Carolyn?
We're at a very critical time right now, and it's a critical mass of that's realized again, conscious co-creators. There's a little bit, what Matthias is telling me, there's a little bit greater than 50% that we are going in the way of peace and light. That the balance is very, very, very critical right now. And so this is why it is so important for us, because time is very fluid and there's all kinds of possible and potential realities. And so it is, at this point, each and every one of us, because our sovereign beings need to embrace the higher vibration path, embrace the service to others. One of the things that I think that these recent storms and that I've been told, like the hurricanes and the floods, they're bringing out that people helping people. We have, if what I have been told is that if we start loving our fellow human beings and loving ourselves and loving nature and getting on this higher vibration path, then we will ascend as a planet. We will ascend as a species. But it's really up to us now that we have our guides, we have our angels to help us. It is up to us We sit back and kind of like, oh, well, we'll be taken care of. No. So this is each and every individual out there every day just do random acts of kindness, mm-hmm. to say loving words, to keep our vibration high, to help our fellow human beings, to help our animals, to help our planet. So I've been told it's a very critical time right now because the energies are in balance. And there's going to be mm-hmm. some people that are not going to be doing this. They're going to be service to self. Right. And when we have, there's going to be an event, a time where, I hate to use the word judgment day, but what's going to happen is that the ones that are kind of it's service to self, they're going to be going off and doing it over again and having to live in their, in their own muck that they're making. So right. that's the information that I've been getting. So it is so important for everybody out there that's listening to rise to that higher vibration.
Right, right. I couldn't agree with you more. Jerry, I'd love your comment on that.
Yeah, Carolyn's quite on the money there. Crater says this to me, to give him dreams in the nighttime. And I've got enough teams for everybody on the physical plane. Guys, give me all teams. I want two teams of angels with each individual upon the earth. And in the nighttime, give them dreams of being supportive of one another, loving one another, and helping one another. Put in place, guys. Give me a 10 count on that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're all in place now to support that, mm-hmm. that good works.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, yeah, that's great. I want to bring in Judy Calley here in just a minute. Judy Calley is a wonderful psychic. She's from Los Angeles, and she'll be coming up to the Galactic Wisdom Conference. She has her own guides, too. She's an excellent psychic. Eric's getting her on the phone. I'm so blessed to be with you, have you both on today. Let's go to Judy Calley now in Los Angeles. Judy, I consider one of the best psychics in America. Judy, how are you doing today?
I'm absolutely great.
you're like sunshine coming through the phone. And actually, this beautiful light came into the studio just now when you were talking.
Thanks. Well, it takes one to know one, Mr. Sunshine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Judy, do you know Carolyn White and Jerry Bedlington?
Carolyn White. No.
Carolyn's a wonderful, fantastic aura reader, and if you can come up to my Galactic Wisdom Conference next year, you'll meet her. Carolyn, this is Judy. Judy, this is Carolyn.
Hi, Judy. Carolyn. Wonderful to meet you.
I've met you before, I apologize. I remember faces and hearts more than I do names. So it'll be nice to meet you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Judy, if you could bring in Jerry Bedlington and Carol have their masters. Jerry brought in the Incas as well, but if you could also talk to them and also love your messages about what their messages for humanity at this critical time in our history.
Okay. I want to speak to the Incans.
Incas, yeah, the ancient Incas there.
All right, mm-hmm.
Machu Picchu.
Go. Well, there's a beautiful being standing here saying he's like a chief.
Okay.
And he's very tall, very dark skin, mm-hmm. Colorful Aurelia. So let me see what it is he wants to say.
Okay. Thank you.
I am known as a king to some, as a chief to others. I am known as a leader. Many names that we have. Our people stand for integrity. Our people stand for caring and loving. We are a proud people. We lived in a manner most of the time in a consistent awareness of others and trying to do the right thing.
Mm.
there was a lot of chaos at our time of being, especially in the beginning. And it's not always known about the level of integrity that we carried as a culture. Much about us is not known, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But what is needs to be recognized is the wisdom that we carried.
Mm.
We still carry that wisdom. We're just in the etheric a lot,
mm-hmm.
watching over the world. And I must say, even though there is much chaos going on,
mm-hmm.
it is nice to see such bright light.
Mm.
You look like, as an earth, a sun, but the light is brilliant off of the ball that is floating in the air. And it gives me great joy to see the personal choices that the majority of people have chosen. The compassion I see across the board is quite astounding.
Mm-hmm.
As in any group, there are the rotten apples that choose to create strife and stress,
sure.
and pain,
mm-hmm.
as they are like little children who did not get a chance to get up on stage and be seen. Mm-hmm. And so they take their insecurities, and now they're big people, and now they hurt others. But, you know, in the bigger scheme of things, forgiveness is really the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they feel, even though they are doing what you would call atrocities in many cases, if you take the heart to send them love, at some point they will feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And it will soften them. If you take the attitude that they're worthless and they're evil and they don't belong here, then you've lost the point of Earth. Earth is a place where you can have all kinds of adventures. And that is really what Earth has provided. So my people, stand tall in this moment with you. And please count on us and call on us. And we will assist you in any way that we can. It is a joy to be able to come forth today. And it is really heartwarming to recognize the wisdom that is on the energy of the people on this call. I celebrate each one of you from my heart to you.
I'll be going to Machu Picchu in about 2.5 weeks, and I'm looking forward to meditating.
We have been preparing for you. We have known of your plans. You kind of had stirrings a year ago, and now we can feel the completion of your choice. You are welcome with open arms.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You know things about myself that I didn't know.
So. I can feel the integrity of who you are, and it goes way back to when you were a tiny boy, and I can see you in your heart praying in complete sincerity. I fast forward to today. It has not changed, has it?
No. My hair's gotten a little grayer, but other than that, I'm still the same.
Well, isn't it nice that we have different looks as we experience life? Be kind of boring if we all looked like we were 5 months old.
That's true. And I shave now. I didn't when I was a few months old, but
I ask that you call me and know me as your Incan brother. And as you get ready to board the plane, just connect with me telepathically and let me know that you give me permission to prepare the way for you, and I will be more than happy to do that.
Oh, what a beautiful gift. Thank you so much, Incan brother, for saying that. Are there any particular places I should go, just be guided there?
There's no bad place in Machu Picchu. Mm-hmm. There are places of different cultures, thinkings and actions and foods and choices.
Mm-hmm.
But the mountain calls you. The mountains are home for you in many, many ways. Mm-hmm. You have lived in Machu Picchu many times.
Mm-hmm.
So the mountain will call you appropriately, and you will just sense within you. And of course, a little nudge on your shoulder here and there by me will help you further.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's the trip has come together so quickly, and I feel drawn there. I really feel drawn there, and like it's I feel you're right. It feels like home. I resonate with it as well. Yeah.
You are needed at this time because you carry codes that are meant to be inserted into the land and activated, and you carry them in your heart. And as you put your feet on the land, the earth will breathe and open those encodings, and thank you for delivering a much-agreed-upon promise that was made over 1,600 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That was before I was born. Wow. Thank you.
It depends on which birth you're looking at.
That's true.
Because you have gone through many births and many deaths, and yet you're still here.
I have to tell you, sir, my Incan brother, that I was given a small piece of crystal that was at the Sphinx in Egypt earlier this year when I was in Mount Shasta, and I was told to deliver it to a special spiritual place, and I know I'm supposed to deliver it to Machu Picchu now. When you hold it in your hand, my entire hand starts to it becomes much warm. There's energy there. And I was told to bring it to Machu Picchu, so I will.
You are going to know because the mountain and the place will call you. And it's not fun to tell the end of a story before you even read the first page, is it not?
No, don't tell me the ending. No, it ruins the thing.
No.
Yeah.
I give you the adventure and just put on your Indiana Jones hat and give yourself the ride of your life, and just know that you are well-received by the heart of the Incan people, and you are well-received by the heart of Machu Picchu. It is good to have you come home.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. That's beautiful, beautiful gift you just gave me. Thank you. Many, many people, my Inca brother, ask me, how can they make this planet a better place? And often they're very busy in their own lives. And I think the most important force in the universe is love. And so if we can spread more love on the planet, I know that's kind of a vague answer. That's one way we can do it. And I know my many listeners around the world would love your opinion, too, on how humanity listening today can make this planet a better place.
See yourself as one big family. And as you recognize in any family, you have your precocious ones, and you're ones that like to be alone, and you're ones that do not seem to want to tell the truth, and they're storytellers, and you have the others that can just be plain obnoxious. But mm-hmm. You know, it's still a family. So if you look at the world as a family, as a huge family, and feel love in your heart for your whole family, that love will be transferred to every single soul, and every soul will feel it. So feel a big heart around the whole earth and feel the earth in your heart and know that that's home. And as you give yourself permission to love those that others consider unlovable, each soul receives from you an equal amount of love. And that is the greatest gift, as you so wisely said, that you can give. But it is giving it without conditions. It is giving it without needing to know who's getting it. It's giving it because many things look one way, but in truth, they are entirely different. So it's important to see the new earth. It's important to see the golden frequency of the new earth. That is what we are bringing into alignment now. So if you see in your heart the golden earth, that would be the greatest way in which you could bring the highest frequencies of love from you to the world. And the family would feel it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing that, sir. I also have two other psychics, good friends of mine, on the air as well. Jerry Bedlington, who works with angels, and Carolyn White, a wonderful aura reader. And they may have questions of you as well. Carolyn, do you have a question for my Inca brother?
I was getting two different visions. One concerning your current trip, and I keep seeing a person in a red shirt, and there's a woven band or a belt. It's about 2 inches thick. And it's something about when you connect with it that there's a special meaning that it has. I'm seeing symbols on it it is containing wisdom that will be imparted to you. And the second one is kind of interesting. I'm seeing, looks like you in the 1930s, because of the costumes and the dresses around, that you are in Peru in the 1930s. So I don't know if that resonates with any type of a past life that you've had, one of your soul connections. So as your Inca brother was speaking, I was getting these two visions of one of this belt that would be handed by someone with the red shirt, the second of you kind of, Indiana Jones, like roaming around in the in Cusco and up in the mountains back in the 1930s. So,
Carolyn, you're fading in and fading out, so I'm only picking up like every third or fourth word. Could you repeat what you said? Because I couldn't hear clearly other than something about the 1930s.
Oh, did you hear me, Ted?
I did. I can repeat it quickly. Judy.
Okay.
Yeah, Judy, she said that she saw me as an Indiana Jones type in the 1930s wandering around Cusco and Machu Picchu. And then as another image of a person in a red shirt with a lot of symbols on his shirt with a belt being handed to me in a very sacred way. And that resonates with me. It actually comes from a past life many, many thousands of years ago, actually. So,
Are you asking me or are you asking the Incan brother?
Incan brother.
Okay, here we go. Lordy. That's a mouthful. Yes. He has had adventures in the mountains for many, many lifetimes. And he has been honored in many tribes for many things. That is my answer.
Thank you, Inca brother. Thank you so much. And Carolyn, thank you so much for sharing that with us, too. Jerry, do you have any questions of my Inca brother?
I would just ask him if I could put his energy in everybody's hands so that they can all be more connected with him. Would you like that? He says he would like that. Okay, everybody hold your hand out like I'm going to put an apple in it. And his energy is in your hand now. There it is.
Oh, wonderful.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I just felt it. Yeah. It feels like it's tingling now, and it's warm. It's like the energy that I've got from this crystal, from the Sphinx I was given earlier this year.
Oh, interesting.
Same.
Interesting.
I see like a golden energy with a violet type of aura around it, like the violet flame, and just really very, very strong, loving energy, heart energy.
Those listeners that have access to paper and a pencil, draw a circle on that paper and label that the Incan chief here that we're working with and we've brought in as to visit with. And I'll take the energy from your hands and put it on the paper now, so it'll always be there with you so you can access the peace and joy of it. There it is. So that paper will always be there, and it will have that energy that you can go back and grab some off and feel the energy of it and his message to us.
Wow, that's what a gift. I just did that, and I can feel that energy. I've seen you do this before, Jerry, when we met before a few months ago, and you took a pendulum to test the energy. And when you've done this before, I want to share this with all my listeners, and you bring a pendulum over that spot where the circle is, the pendulum goes crazy. And it's an easy way to tell that there's different energy levels there.
Yeah, let me explain to the audience. If you're looking at your circle on the right-hand side, I'll have my pendulum, and it'll be in a circular motion. It'll just be in a spinning. And once I hit that edge of that circle, it goes into a yes indication, which is forward and aft. And it'll remain in that yes indication until I hit the other side of that circle. Then it'll go back into a right-hand spin again. So that
Beautiful.
Tells me that the
Wonderful.
Energy field is there.
And I want right. to, and Inca brother, I would like to invite you to my conference next year, the Galactic Wisdom Conference, and also at Mount Shasta as well. I'm having two conferences next year. And Judy, you've been invited to both. And
yeah,
Jerry
fine,
and Carolyn, you're both both
oh.
invited as well, if you like.
Thank you.
Father.
Yeah. Yeah. The
He's saying, Ted, he will put his as you're sitting, he's putting his right hand on your shoulder, on your left shoulder. And he's saying, when you want him, feel his right hand on your left shoulder, and he will come.
Okay. I feel his hand, actually. Yeah, I can feel his hand right now. I'm having a... Wow, what a beautiful gift. I'm having several conferences next year. The first one is the Galactic Wisdom Conference, March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Olympia, Washington. And the second one is in Mount Shasta. It's the Ascension to Higher Consciousness and the New Earth. And it's all going to be all about new consciousness as well as Telos and the Hollow Earth. That'll be at Mount Shasta on August 31st, September 1st, and September 2nd. The venue's already been reserved, and it should be a beautiful experience. But I want all three of you there, if you can make it down or up, depending upon where you are on the West Coast.
Or around or over.
Or over or something, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got about 7 minutes left, and first I want to ask my Inca brother, if he'd like to make any parting words for my audience around the world.
Yes, he would.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Akashanan, Noah. Ooh. Akashanan, Noah. Ooh. It is from my heart to yours. I give you my love. And I ask that you see you in the beauty and the radiance of the most magnificent eagle you can picture, because they carry the same integrity that we do of soul. And you can never go wrong embracing the energy of the eagle. I send you the heart of the eagle, my brother.
Wow, thank you. I see the eagle. I see the eagle. Beautiful golden eagle. Huge. It's golden and it's vibrating. Very, very high vibration.
May it take you where your heart is leading you. Till we connect again.
Thank you so much, Judy.
Akashane. Akashane. Akashane.
Thank you so much, Judy, and thank you so much, Inca Brother, for being on my show today.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you, Carolyn. Nice to hear you again.
And I'm pleased to meet you. We'll see you in next March.
You'll see you next March and in August, too.
And the gentleman with the poem.
Jerry.
You and I have shared once before. I send you a big hug.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
And Sunshine Boy, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Judy. I will, actually. And the whole studio is lit up in this beautiful white light. I'm so honored and pleased that he could join us today, and all three of you could, because I knew as a psychic that we can all contact, a good psychic can contact the other side as long as you've got, you know, good intentions and a pure heart. And we all do. We all want to help humanity. And I'm so honored and pleased he could come in, because I know they're there and I know that they want to help too. It's like talking to Jack Kennedy. He's there all the time too, and he loves to talk to people. All you have to do is think positively, meditate, and he'll come right in. I have to ask you, Judy, real quick. Would you mind bringing President Kennedy in? I'd love to hear something from him, too, if that's
okay. Okay, here we go. Oh, I never thought you'd ask. Yes, of course, I'm here. I just want to say, what a beautiful group today. Beautiful group.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, this is John Kennedy. And it is really delightful to be here.
Oh. Thank you so much, sir, for popping in.
Yes, I literally have been hanging on breath listening to the conversations, and it was really wonderful to see the eagle and that the Incan brother brought forth. And it really is the symbol for freedom, is it not?
Mm-hmm. It is, absolutely.
And it truly is a perfect symbol for this call.
Mm-hmm.
We each carry a sense of freedom within our heart. And if you take the time to put that beautiful, creative imagination of yours and picture yourself living in the complete freedom of love, in all the ways of your life, that is how you can help the world to step into the golden frequency of freedom. Mm. Freedom to be you, freedom to choose, freedom to allow, and freedom to be. Those are our gifts that we have the opportunity to give to every being on the planet if we choose to work together as a family, as the Incan brother said, as a humanity, along with all the other kingdoms that inhabit this planet at the same time. Freedom is a beautiful, magical, lovely word. And if you carry that in your heart and choose freedom for all, that is one of the greatest gifts you can give as a patriarchal person and a patriot in your heart, and a divine feminine being, to come from the place of recognizing that all life has the ability and the right to be free, to be who they ultimately are.
Beautiful, beautiful. Jack, there's an extra plane, there's an extra seat on the plane. Would you like to come with me down to Machu Picchu?
You know, I didn't even think or bat an eyelash because I knew that you had a seat there for me. I'm not worried in one bit.
All
but
right.
Yes, I will absolutely join you, and it will be very fun to see the encoding that he was speaking of.
All right.
And where you will deposit the crystal.
Right.
And I know you will make the right choice in both decisions.
I already see the location already. It's at the very top of one of the buildings there. Jerry, I was going to ask you for your final thoughts. I'm sorry we ran out of time, my friend. But
that's fine.
Thank
Good.
You so much for coming on today. And Carolyn and Judy and my Inca brother and President Kennedy. I love having you all. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend, and thank you so much for coming on the show today. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful weekend.